On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from Love is Blind on Netflix, Lauren Speed and Cameron Hamilton. Welcome to the show, guys. How are you?
Thank you so much, Mario.
Where are you at right now?
So right now we are actually in LA doing some work.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me ask you, for those who haven't watched Love is Blind yet, explain how you met, please.
So Cameron and I, we actually met through a wall. We started dating through a wall without ever seeing each other. We fell in love.
Unconventional.
And got married. And 2 years later, we're still married and happy.
That's right. I proposed sight unseen. So I just had to take that big chance.
Wow. So it's obviously been a minute since you filmed the show, and the marriage seems to be, I'm assuming, well, since you're together in LA.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah, it's been a year and some change, a year and 9 months.
Yeah, almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Good for you. You know, that just goes to prove there are no rules when it comes to love, right? You should be open-minded to every possibility and situation that may lead you to romance. So the show ended up being a hit, and it's now up for 2 Emmys. Why do you think it connected with so many people?
Yeah, I think it was a connection because people could see the genuineness of our connection. They could see how much we loved each other and how much we wanted to make it work, and how we really overcame those barriers of time and other factors because of how much we loved each other.
Yeah, I think that people were really just intrigued at the fact that people are dating through a wall. Like, who does that? Mm-hmm. Especially nowadays when everything is so based on looks, right? If you think about social media and dating apps, it's all about the double tap. What do they look like? This is why I'm attracted to them.
Right.
So I feel like the show kind of showed everyone kind of a bit of themselves, almost like a Black Mirror type of thing. Like, well, sure, maybe this is possible. You know, maybe these connections can be made on a deeper level than just like surface things.
Yeah, no, that ultimately, I think that's what makes for a strong foundation. And have you stayed in touch with other castmates on the show?
Well, go ahead.
We have. I talk to Mark on a fairly regular basis. I used to keep in better touch with Damien. I haven't got a chance to talk to him lately. I talked to Matt.
Yeah, I talked to Diamond on and off, so, and right Mark, on. Of course.
Okay, kind of like school. You kind of see him when you can see him and keep in touch there. Would you be open to having cameras follow you around again, or was that a one-time thing?
I feel like we would. I mean, it's such a part of kind of our life and how we met, and we would love to, like, continue our journey, because honestly, in a lot of ways, we feel like it's just beginning. It's just getting juicy. Like, the show was good, but now that we're married and blending families and all of that, we would love to share that with the world, because we get a ton of questions about it anyway.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's the next chapter, and I'm sure that's what you're covering on your new YouTube channel, Hanging with the Hamiltons, right? What sort of videos y'all making there?
Absolutely. It's really a collection of everything. And for us, it's kind of our space to do our creativity, things that we really are passionate about, whether that's doing comedy, talking about what's going on with the quarantine right now in our quarantine diaries, or having dates, you know, having our date nights shown, or fun challenges that we find. So it's a mix of things.
Nice. Good for you. Good for you. All right. Listen, guys, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot with quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
The Umbrella Academy.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, which one is that one?
It's the one where it's like a group of like kids, and they have these superpowers. And
that's right. Okay, I know. Like, good one. Okay. Song you know all the words to?
Ooh, for me, Sade, Kiss of Life.
Okay.
I was going to say, Sweetest Taboo.
We're a Sade couple.
I like that. I love her too, so that's great. Yeah, give me the kiss. Okay, now I got a bit of a song in my head. Okay. Celebrity crushes growing up.
Growing up, Eminem, actually.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Slim Shady.
Right.
I would say Khalees.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Go to cocktail.
Wine, red wine.
Mm-hmm. Cocktail would be something with Hennessy.
Okay, throwing all right. And what's something you've learned about yourself in 2020?
Just that pretty much resilience and strength. It's like you really don't know how strong you are until it's tested. And I feel like 2020 has really tested all of us. in so many different ways. So.
Right. Also our creativity.
Yeah.
You know, we've all had to get creative, especially doing, you know, trying to entertain in these sort of circumstances.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I mean, I'm rooting for you guys. Hopefully y'all go the distance and you seem happy. So good luck there.
And can I, before we go, Mario, I just want to say, I grew up on Saved by the Bell, okay? Slater was always like, I just want to say I love you.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Right now, so I'm just grateful for it. I even show like Cam, you know, back in the days when you were dancing in like the wrestling onesie and all that, so.
The onesie.
The singlet.
I like that you called it a onesie. It is a onesie. I just never called it. That's hilarious. Oh, thank you so much. That's very sweet, honey. Hopefully you'll watch the new one. We got a new reboot coming up, as a matter of fact.
Oh, shoot.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know when it's going to drop yet, but hopefully soon. So hopefully I'll check it out. Yeah. Right on. Well, thank you so much. That's very sweet. And nice meeting you guys. And listen, watch Love is Blind on Netflix. Lauren, Cam, thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
So much,
all right. Take care, guys.
On with Mario Lopez.